This is HPR episode 1771 entitled Audacity, label tracks, and is part of the series Podcasting How To. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 11 minutes long. The summary is intro to my recent discovery of label tracks in Audacity.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'm recording yet another HPR episode. This was just a quickie because I've discovered something that I think is incredibly useful, and it could affect anybody who does podcasting and who uses Audacity, and that is the label track. I discovered this yesterday when I was trying to figure out how to group different tracks in my Audacity project so that they could be sync-locked, but not sync-locked with every track, only in the two groups. And I kept running across this term label track, and I didn't know what it was, so I started looking into it and discovered that it's a really, really useful thing. A label track is an empty track. In other words, there is no audio. It is just a place for you to put annotations and markers to help you realize where stuff is in your project, and there's other stuff you can do with it later. But at first, all I wanted to do with it, once I discovered what it could do, was to select regions and give them text labels. And this allows you to see, without listening to anything, what it is that you're talking. Like if I select a region in my project and say, we're talking about X, Y, and Z right here, and then over in another region, I select it and say, topic is ABC, then I don't have to go back and listen to it to figure out what the topic of conversation was right there. I can just jump to it. And if you put labels like this consistently throughout your thing, it makes it a lot more efficient to go around and do editing. If you're anything like me, then the way you've done this in the past was to think to yourself, well, I know I talked about this somewhere, but I can't remember where it was. And then I scroll back and forth all through the file trying to figure out where it was that I was talking about, whatever it is that I need to go back to or edit. With these labels, you can put text on there and immediately go where you want to go. So that's incredibly useful. You can label either points in the audio or entire regions. To label a point, you simply put the cursor there and type Control B and start entering text. To label a region, you select a region and then do Control B, and the label applies to that whole region. I should probably back up just a little bit, though. To enter a label track, or to add a label track, you go to the Tracks menu, and then click New, and then, Add New, and then you click Label Track. And that's going to put a label track at the very bottom of your project, and you can move it up and down. What I found is that these label tracks act as sort of barriers to groups of tracks. So if, let's say you've got four tracks in your project, and you want to group the top two tracks together and sync lock them so that you can move them together while the other two tracks stay separate. Well, you would add a label track and then move it up where it's under the second track, and that would effectively group tracks 1 and 2 together and leave tracks 3 and 4 out of the grouping. That's how you add a label track, and then inside the label track you can add your labels. So it's useful not only because you can easily see what you've got there in your project, it's also useful because you can export these text labels as a plain text file, and each one will have a very precise timestamp on it. So you could use this to track out the various topics in your show, or different song. If you're recording, like say, a whole bunch of songs or something, you could have the timestamps for the beginning of each song marked by labels. Another really, really cool thing about this is that you can, here's an example of how I used it. There's an option when you're exporting audio from Audacity. You may never have used this. I didn't use it until today, and I've been using Audacity probably for 5-7 years. I mean, a long enough time where I should have seen this before. And I actually have seen it. I've just never thought about using it. Under the File menu, there is an option to export multiple, and this is where your labels can really come in handy. If you have been selecting entire regions and giving them labels, then when you do the export multiple, one of your options is to export multiple files based on your labels, and it will generate separate audio files for every one of those regions that you have labeled and make the text that you put as the label the title tag in the outputted audio file. And as an example of how you might use this, I just a while ago opened up a recording of one of my university lectures, which is about, I don't know, an hour and 15 minutes long, and went through, and as the topic of my lecture changed, I would apply a new label. So I've got 7 or 8 different labels on there as I change from one topic to another. Some of the sections are a couple of minutes long, some are 5 or 6, 7 minutes long, but they're all labeled according to the topic of my lecture. And then I chose to export multiple, and it output 7 different MP3 files, each of which is titled with the topic of my lecture at that point. And so this allows me to serve up little bits of my lectures without having to serve up the entire thing. It's a much more user-friendly kind of thing. It will allow me to mix and match the different topics freely. Anyway, I think it's a really, really useful tool and something that all of us who contribute to Hacker Public Radio will find incredibly handy as we prepare our shows and edit them and so forth. I'm going to link to the Audacity Label Tracks documentation, and that's probably enough. I'm not going to put a picture or anything because they have one on the documentation page. So go to the show notes and click on that link to go to the documentation and read all about it, and definitely try it in your own work. I think you'll find it a very, very useful thing to do. Okay, that is it for me. Bye, y'all.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.